When my brothers and I were children, every time we had a birthday, my mother would decorate the birthday cake with the same trick candles. They were the candles that you blow them out, but the moment you blow them out, they flame up again. And it doesn't matter how many times you blow them out, unless you douse them in water, they don't stay out. And each year we would ask my mother, are these the trick candles? And with the same gleefully deceptive look that Lucy has when she pulls the football away from Charlie Brown, she said, no, not this year, really. And then, of course, they would be. And I wonder now why it is that those candles are so deeply disturbing, apart from the fact that my mother lied to me. And I think the answer lies in something very deep in human nature, which actually has to do with what we did this morning. As human beings, we crave endings. When we do something, we want it done. There's part of us that resents the fact that we clean the house and we have to do it again tomorrow. It should stay clean, for God's sakes. And when you tell your child something, they should stay told. You shouldn't have to tell them again and again and again. Because when you do something, it should be done. And the older you get, the more you realize that things that you thought were done suddenly, in unexpected ways, come back into your life and they're not done. And now, by the way, with social media, that's true of people too. You thought you left that person behind in high school, but all of a sudden, you're not done. And it's very disturbing. Because you thought that very messy breakup that was so difficult at least meant it was done. But that craving is very deep inside of us. I remember also when I was a child, my father would sometimes play songs and then he would deliberately not play the final chord. And we had to beg him to finish with the fun, because without the resolving chord, if it's not done, you just feel dissatisfied. And this subject was actually the theme of a very slim but very well-known volume in literary criticism by the critic who just died a little while ago named Frank Kermode, who was a famous English literary critic, and he wrote a book called The Sense of an Ending. And he compares religious and literary themes about ending, and he says something in that book I've never forgotten, even though I read it years ago. He says, clocks don't go tick-tock. They go tick-tick. But we can't stand that. We want an ending, so we say tick-tock. But there is no tock. It's just because we're so oriented to want things to be over. So we impose our sense of an ending even on nature. The decade is done. The millennium is through. The day is finished. But in fact, nothing ends. Nothing ends. Even the idea that it isn't over till it's over, even when it's over, it's not over. That's why when people say, I wonder how Jewish organizations are going to sustain themselves when finally Israel has peace. Don't worry. It's never going to be over. When the Torah tells us that the poor will never perish from the land, in other words, there will always be poor, that's a recognition that it will never be over. There will always be trouble. There will always be strife. There will always be more to do. We'll never be done. And in fact, in thinking about this, I developed a thesis that I'm going to defend this morning, even though I'm not completely convinced of it, which is that Jews don't like endings. We don't believe in them. It's why we think the Messiah hasn't come yet, because we don't believe in endings. It's not over. And what happens is if you look at the Torah, every single book of the Torah ends with a beginning. Bereshit, Genesis, ends with the blessing of the children as they go into Egypt. It's the beginning. We learn about the building of the tabernacle in this morning when we ended the book of Genesis, of Shemot, of Exodus, but the truth is the building of the tabernacle is only a beginning. And Vayikra and Bamidbar, which are about tithing and inheritance, they're all laws about when you get into the land. And then finally you come to Devarim, to Deuteronomy, and where do we end up at the end of Devarim? We're still in the desert. The whole Torah is about getting into the land, and we never get into the land. We don't get an ending. Because we know that life doesn't work that way. It's just not true that the lights go down and the music swells and the theater empties and it's all over. And in some ways, you could think of this as a pessimistic way of viewing the world. But it's real and it's true. It was illustrated this morning. What's an 83-year-old doing having a bar mitzvah? Aren't you done? But no, we don't like endings. We like new beginnings. Because we know we're not done. And we also know that we never will be. And that the same themes recur again and again and again. Ma'aseh avot siman labanim, we are told by Ramban. And many of the medievals, what happened to the ancestors is going to happen to you too. In other words, it's not over. So the same struggles that Avram and Sarah had, you're going to have. And just because they went through them doesn't mean you will. You won't, rather. It means that it will recur. And why at the end of the book do we say, Chazak, Chazak, Venit, Chazek? Be strong, and we will be strengthened, because you need a lot of strength to keep going through it. And it's not over. And in fact, you know, the divisions into books, even the idea that the book of Shemot ends is really artificial, because if you look in the Torah, there's no ending. A book is a much later invention that you could actually carry around the book of Shemot with you. That never happened in the ancient world. And of course, as soon as you read the last verse of Devarim, what do? Right away? You scroll back to the beginning. So I think there is something to be said for this idea that we don't believe in endings. We believe in a day in which you're supposed to feel like everything is over and everything is fine. Shabbat. But it's only a day. And then everything starts all over again. This notion that we're not done, that we will never be done, is in its way a beautiful call to action. How dull it is, after all, as the poet says, to pause, to make an end, to rush, to rust unburnished, not to shine in use. Imagine how dull life would be if you told someone something and it was over. If you accomplished a task and it was finished. If you didn't have to do it over and over and over again. But that's not how it works. And we should be grateful. From the moment we stepped out of Eden, we would never be done. And so, life is a game of successive approximations, getting closer and closer and closer to the goal that you will never reach. We'll never perfect our characters. We'll never perfect our children, our friends, our spouses, our acquaintances. We'll never finish as a Jewish people, having trouble, having successes, having anguish, having triumphs. We just have provisional, occasional endings, but it doesn't last. So we finish the book of Shemot. We're done. Until next year, when we read it again. And we begin the book of Vayikra. And I don't know about you, but even though I always see on the back of every popular book, didn't want this book to end. I've seen that 1,000 times, but have you actually ever read a book that you didn't want to end? Don't you, as I do, always look at the back page, wondering how much you've got left until the book is actually over? Don't you crave the ending, and yet, of course, it never ends. I'm coming to the end of this sermon. But there will be another one next week. Because I want you to know, it never ends. Shabbat shalom.